So was 515 East Pierce, were they found inside or outside of the residence?
The incident occurred inside the residence.
Okay. The fight occurred inside the residence?
Yes.
So this caller was a witness to the fight then?
Yes.
Do you have a suspect in custody at this time?
Well, we don't know what we have yet. We're still conducting a death investigation, and we won't have a determination as to where we're going with this investigation until after we've conducted the autopsy and finished the investigation.
When did the fight happen?
Just shortly before the call.
Drugs or alcohol involved?
We're not saying at this time.
Was this Mr. Doyle's home?
Yes.
When will an autopsy be done?
The autopsy will be done today. I don't know how soon we'll get the results back, but as soon as we get the results back and we have additional information, then of course we'll call another media event where we can release the information to you. We'll do our best to keep everybody informed as the investigation continues. It's just at this point we really don't have a whole lot of information.
Do you have any feel for what you're dealing with?
Well, at this point I don't really want to speculate. It's in the early stages of the investigation, and it's going to take some time before we determine what occurred.
You have any idea what provoked these two people to start the fight?
No, not at this time.
Was it just two people?
Yes.
Okay.
Cause of death still not immediately determined?
No, we won't know that until after the autopsy. And then that'll help determine which way the investigation goes.
How did the call come in? I mean, when the person called, what did they say was happening?
Yeah, it was a 911 call, and they basically said that their roommate was not breathing and that he had been in an altercation earlier, fight.
When you arrived at the scene, what did you find?
Well, we found the individual was not breathing, and McNaught District Hospital was called, and he was transported there, and that's where he was pronounced deceased.
Were there any other individuals there besides the caller when you arrived on the scene?
No.
Was the caller the person Doyle got into a fight with?
At this time, we're still in the early stages of the investigation, so we don't want to speculate at this point as to what occurred until we get everything back.
I think you were asked this earlier. Had the fight just happened, or did it happen the night before, or early morning hours?
We believe it happened just shortly before we were called. Like I said, as soon as we get additional information, then we'll be happy to release it to everybody, and everybody will be notified. And we'll continue posting media releases as we get additional information on our website, so everybody can refer to that if they'd like to know what's going on. But if we get anything that's in particular that's really newsworthy, such as we identify a suspect or we determine that, you know, this investigation is going to lean toward that direction where we would have a homicide or something like that, or then, you know, the death was really suspicious to the point that we are going to be doing that, then we'll definitely notify you and call a media event in.
So. I know you've said that this is undetermined still, whether this is a homicide. Do you recall when the last homicide was in Macomb?
That I don't recall. It may have been... the last official one may have been the Damian Burnett case, where it may have been, I think we had some infant death that occurred at one time. So.
Can you confirm that his place of work was Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes. Yeah, that's where he was working.
Can you also confirm how many children he survived by or not at this time?
That's undetermined.